This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Change is coming to Cuba as the country develops a new relationship with the U.S., but it is not happening fast enough for many Cubans who still head for America in large numbers. They're increasingly finding doors slammed shut. Panama is the latest Central American country to close borders to Cuban immigrants bound for the U.S. The Cuban immigrants have special status upon crossing here in America, but just for now, at least, perhaps. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams recently traveled to the U.S.-Mexico border to learn about the new urgency for some Cubans making the trip.
28-year-old Darian Diaz-Martinez had just crossed the border into the U.S. when I met him in McAllen, Texas. The young Cuban knows his country's economic ties with America are improving, but doubts he would have benefited.
If there is improvement or not, it's not going to be today. Many people say that their kids or grandkids will see improvement.
So he says he risked the journey, sneaking past Central American border guards, doing odd jobs, losing everything when he was robbed by a taxi driver in Mexico. Getting into the U.S. was the easy part. Cubans have special status, which lets them quickly get green cards and access public benefits. But some want to change that.
I can talk about other folks in Africa and Asia and the Middle East. You know, there's always compelling reasons. But I think everybody coming into the U.S. should come in and be treated the same.
Texas Representative Henry Cuellar and others introduced legislation to end the Cuban Adjustment Act. That's the Cold War-era law that set up the special conditions for Cubans. News of efforts like Congressman Cuellar's is spreading. Diaz-Martinez said everyone was talking about it back home in Cuba.
Many Cubans say that this special status we have will end. So I thought if it's going to end, so I decided to come.
The State Department says there are no plans to end the act or to pressure countries that make it easier for migrants to get here. The agency argues Cuba still has difficult economic and human rights conditions, conditions which still inspire people like Diaz-Martinez to come.
Many people sell their homes, sell their businesses. They do crazy things to live the American dream.
His dream for now is to make it to Florida and get any work he can. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
The International Women's Media Foundation supported Kimberly's reporting from the Mexico-U.S. border as part of the Adelante Latin America Reporting Initiative.